tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, nice song.
This is like before the chorus.
I know.
Oh my gosh, look, it's video from the show.
I know. How hot does Lisa look when she walks in? She, hashtag goals. If I look that good at that, oh my God.
I know.
Amazing. Flawless.
Or holding a swan.
Incredible, exactly.
Lisa looks so freaking good. I don't know how old she is, but she really does look amazing. Like the way she dresses and her makeup and her hair, I'm just like, oh. Yeah. Love.
She's incredible. Fantastic. Well, if you guys feel like you just walked in mid-conversation, no big deal. We'll fill you in. This is the Vanderpump Rules After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
Yay.
So excited to be back for episode 3 of season 4. We are talking about Pretty Little Lies.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm your host, Megan Stecker, back again this week with my lovely co-host. My guys, you guys can introduce yourselves.
Thank you very much, Megan. I am Dan Babick, and I am back again. So you can find me on the Instagram, at Dan Babick, and then on the Twitter, at Dan Babick. That's D-A-N-B-I-B-A-B-I-C. Forgot my own name with a bit
Twitter.
Of an underscore.
Hello, there we the go. Twitter.
The Twitter, yes.
And I am Justine, and this is my second week here. I am so happy, so excited, and you can find me on the Twitter, as he says, at JustineDivana3, and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
Yeah,
I had to add the little
Woo!
Face.
Well, if you guys want to send us any live tweets, my Twitter is also at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER. Dan, you keep an eye on your phone there. If
I know.
Tweeting.
Well, it's funny because obviously we had a bit of a Twitter war a couple of weeks ago.
We did with Kristen.
We
Shout
did.
Out, hey.
Hey, Kristen.
I missed that. The week after you came in and told me all about it, and then I actually ended up looking at all the posts and... Yeah, I wasn't there for the actual drama, but...
Yeah, a bit of funny. All good's in the hood now. But actually, guess what happened this week?
What? Tell
it's,
me
everything. Do you know what's so funny? So I've been getting the hate. It's nonstop, you know, from the crazy fans that are like, you're a fat shamer, you're going to hell.
Oh, my God.
How dare
oh,
you
yeah,
call?
We all are. See you there.
Okay, it's like, I apologize. I never actually said she was fat. But anyway, I apologize, whatever.
You didn't.
I'd never said that. But anyway, so they kept going. And I try to log on to my Instagram account the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get on. Can't get on,
oh
can't get on.
God.
And then my friend says to me, they thought I was drunk, and they were sending me, like, screenshots. And they're like, why have you got on all your photos, I'm a fat shamer? Like, all the my captions have been changed to, I'm a fat shamer.
They thought you were drunk?
Oh, my God.
They just thought, you know, I might have got drunk somewhere and, you know, changed all my Instagram statuses because you do silly things when you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I've been talking to Instagram, a crazy supporting fan of Stassi hacked my Instagram account, unfollowed half of my followers, and yeah, and then did
oh
that to
God.
Me. Isn't that insane?
I don't get how is that possible? Like, even if I wanted to hack someone, anyone's Instagram,
yeah.
if I didn't like them, like, I am so stupid when it comes to technology that I actually really have no idea, like, how is that possible? Like, they
yeah.
must have a lot of time on their hands. Seriously.
Was your password Stassi? Did they crack it that way?
Maybe it was that. Yeah, apparently that's, I don't know, but it's just
God.
Kind of funny because
oh my God.
They were all about, you know, anti-bullying, and I'm like, well, that's a little bit of bullying there.
Yeah, really?
Well,
yeah, wait,
yes.
really?
So
exactly.
you got your account back in your own hands.
I did. I think what happened is they hacked my, like, because I had, like, a password reset. I think it was actually, like, where are you born? I think, like,
oh.
what city were you born in was my, like, you know, security question. So they just, obviously, very easy. It's listed all over the internet. So,
yeah.
too easy. So, yeah, I was hacked. Crazy.
Okay, so we
You're
got...
like, this on the...
But back to the show, because this has been my
yeah.
favorite episode so far.
This was amazing. So, let's start with the lovely lady Lala, who looks
Lala.
To me like she is shaping up to be the star this season.
Mm, she's cute.
So we start with Lisa confronting Katie and Sheena about really icing out Lala last week. Now, the girls are claiming, oh, well, we didn't do anything, la, la, la. Do you think they had a right to speak to Lala how they did, letting her know, look, if you're going to work here, you need to show up and be a responsible team member? Or were they just bringing the bitchy side?
Well, I think they were bringing the bitchy side. It's Vanderpump rules. And I think even if they wanted to be nice and authentic, they need to bring it for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I definitely think that because it's a show, I definitely think that they kind of... I still think that they probably meant it. Like, they probably, you know, like, they have their clique. That's... They've always been on the show and worked at the restaurant, so I think that now someone new, like, think about it, you're kind of like, oh no, like, I don't want them taking my spotlight. So I think even, maybe it's a little overplayed for the show, but I personally think that they kind of meant it.
But I've got to say, I think she's actually the prettiest, which would kill the other half. They're all beautiful.
She is really pretty.
But I think she is definitely the hottest. Stunning.
She is gorgeous.
Lala.
So we get to see Lala's reaction to Lisa coming to her and confronting her about, well, how was your trip to Italy? She's basically busting her that this wasn't a real modeling trip, which she was given off work for. And she says, well, where were you shooting? Who was the photographer? So Lala says, don't put me on the spot. Admits that she lied. And she then claims she never went to Italy. Her mother bought her a plane ticket and she flew home to see her mom instead because she was having a breakdown. This shocked me. What did you guys think?
I mean, I think I felt sorry for her. I thought they were mean to her, but I mean, really sweet. You're not having a breakdown over a bunch of girls confronting you for 5 minutes at your new job. I think she was just putting that on and trying to play the bit of the victim mentality. Mm-hmm. But I did feel sorry for her. So I'm a bit half-assed there. I'm not too sure what I'm thinking of good old Lala, but I do love her, that's for sure.
She's really cute. I think she's... I mean, that's the thing, like, we were saying last week. I think they're all really pretty, so I think that naturally when you put a bunch of pretty girls together, it's going to cause drama, hence why this show is such a success, so...
Agreed.
I
kind of thought maybe she was having a breakdown, but that it wasn't due to the girls being fake mean to her for the TV show.
Yeah.
That it was maybe something really overwhelming was going on in her life, because she did start to cry a little bit, and I'm like, look, this girl's kind of a model, probably not an actress, maybe trying to be one. I don't know. I just thought that the tears seemed really genuine.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what possibly was going on that she was breaking down over?
I think you're right, actually, because they did seem genuine, and she's not going to admit to Lisa, like, I don't know what's going on, but it's day two or three on your new job. So even if something really bad was going on, you're not going to admit that your life's crashing down. So I think she was just trying to blame it on them and then have Lisa on her side a bit. Yeah.
I still think, though, Lisa was getting a little worried because, remember, she was like, I went to Italy and I ended up leaving early because, you know, I just want to be with my mom. And Lisa's just kind of like, okay. Like, that scared her because if one little thing goes wrong, Lisa's probably like, oh, my God, she's going to go running to her mom. So you could see that Lisa was kind of like, didn't really know how to, like, she's just still trying to feel her out. I think everybody is. She's so new. It's like the second time we've seen her. And I think this episode is the first time we've really gotten to know her.
Because what do you think about the whole sugar baby and sugar daddy thing? Because a lot of people do it. A lot of people take advantage of their looks. Would you ever go there? Would you ever do it? And what's your opinion on being a sugar baby?
This is such a funny situation.
Okay,
right,
such a controversial topic.
For everyone just listening on SoundCloud or iTunes, hey, shout out, Randy's 5 stars, who couldn't see my face. I was making like a Wendy Williams-esque, like, sucking my cheeks in, not happy about the idea of this face. I think that it's a really tacky way to go about your goals. If you can't make money doing anything other than having someone pay...
Or sucking someone's dick, let's be honest.
To be honest. Like, that
just be real right there.
I don't know what is wrong with you or what kind of morals you were brought up with. I just know I don't want you in my life or my circle. And I feel bad for you. I'll say a prayer for you because I know you're going to regret it later.
It's so funny because I know...
Because what do you think about it? What's your opinion?
Wait, I don't know anybody who does this, but every time I talk to a friend at work, they're like, I have a friend who does this.
It's so funny.
They're like, I want to quit working here because my friend does this. And I'm like, what?
Wait, they actually really want to quit their career because they want to become a sugar baby.
Well, not their career. We all wait tables and hence, you know, chasing the dream, but you're like waiting tables, just like Vanderpump. So it's like everybody has a friend. It's like, I've spoken to three different girls at work who are like, I just want to quit. Oh my God, my friend's like has a sugar daddy, and it's that's the easiest so thing funny. Ever. And that's so much easier than this. Because you have like a really rough day at work.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Crazy, yeah.
Well, I have a really funny story, like a little quick story, is that it was a joke. Me and my friends, we were like, we're so broke. We're just, as a joke, we're going to go find a sugar daddy. Like, seriously joking around. So we were online and we're like, there are probably people that actually really do this. And we just, you know, the internet's crazy. So we wanted to see what would come up. So we went. There's an actual site. Okay.
Yes.
It's called seekingarrangement.com. Yes. And me and my friends did something and they put me on it. We just wanted to see, like, I never went out with these guys. I never talked to them. We were just curious if, like, what the site was about. Like, what kind of attraction, like, what guys would message you. So I got the most craziest message. I didn't even really put pictures of myself. And it's just the things that these guys would say, like, it just sounds so desperate. It makes me feel really bad. Like, I had to delete mine right away because I was like, I feel so bad that these guys, like, they can't find anybody else, and so they're going for someone on a website that is basically known, like, that's what they're doing. Like, they have everything, like, okay, we'll give you 5,000, 10,000, above. Like, there's numbers, there's, like, literally, like, it is to a T how much they make, what their net worth is. Like, it is really crazy. And so I did it, and it was, like, fun to look around, but then I was like, okay, this is a little, like, these people are taking this very seriously, and I am not trying to find a sugar daddy, so.
Because it's kind of crazy, because I used to be very anti it, and I still am anti it, but I seriously signed up one day. I never did anything, and I got messages. Like,
that's what I did, yeah.
But I was actually, I was serious, and I dead set thought, I mean, because sometimes when you're desperate,
yeah.
And obviously in LA it's so hard, and I started to getting messages from people and all of that. But I knew I couldn't do it. I think that would, like, ruin a part of my soul to get mm-hmm. really deep. It would. I think a part of me would feel like my soul had been
right.
broken almost a little
right.
bit. I just couldn't do it. But that's why I feel sorry for girls that do it, because
yeah.
it's so emotional.
Here's the thing. I don't want to judge. I understand.
Yeah,
life's tough. I just think that there's a million jobs out there. You could temp. You could wait tables. You could bar. I mean, you could a million things other than sell your body or your time or your sexual favors to
yeah.
a stranger.
I mean, what do you, I mean, compare that to stripping. Because I feel like stripping, you're at least working a job, but like,
yeah, exactly.
Being
I'm
all for
that.
Right?
Yeah.
But being like, you're at least working and like, you're dancing. I mean, these strippers are talented. I took a pole dancing class. This is so random and so off topic. I'll get back to it in a second. But it is hard to be a stripper. And at least like, while you're making money and you're doing your thing, but if you're like a sugar, I don't know, you're just not doing anything. You're just sitting there basically like, getting an allowance. Like, guys, just let me just like see a picture of you. Like, I've gotten these messages, like, oh, I'll just drive you around and pay you. And I'm like, I really am too good of a person. I would feel genuinely bad taking money from someone just to drive me somewhere. Like, I don't know, I just think it's weird.
Yeah, and how do you enjoy Italy? Like, how do you then sit on the yacht? And I would rather sit at home. I would rather
me
be working
too.
At the Sur and then pay for it myself and be like, hell yeah, this is what I earned.
Exactly.
But
well,
back to the show. Let's
yeah,
get back. Let's get back to the show. We're getting
here,
sidetracked
I'm
there,
glad,
guys.
I'm glad none of us have gone that route. We don't know if Lala technically has gone that route, but we know that they're making it look like maybe she has. But we'll see what happens with her.
Exactly.
She has a little run-in with Jax in the back, and he kind of seems like he's being Jax and flirting. He says, "Pump the brakes on the girlfriend word." Do you guys think he's trying to make himself look good to her in case he wants to hit on her, in case things don't work out with Brittany? Or, I don't know. I mean, that's all I can think. What do you guys think?
He just loves women, and he's always going to love women. That's just who he is. He's a player, and I think it's a bit fun. You know, I'm all for Jax. I think he's, cute.
I guess I'm trying to say, do you think he's just flirting with her, or do you think he's trying to open the door to if she wants to come in, he's ready and waiting?
Like, you're like, oh, he's just having fun, this and that. He's 35 years old, okay? Like, I don't know. I just personally feel like that's fun. Like, have your fun. But I feel like he would take it to the next level. So it's different just, like, flirting with people. But I really feel like he would definitely hook up with, I mean, like, last week, him hooking up with a random girl that he met that he didn't even know in the bathroom. So if Lala was like, yeah, let's hook up, you know he would do it. And so I just feel like he's getting to the age, come on. If he wants to be a player all his life, that's fine, but admit it. Don't sit there and be like telling someone that you're in a relationship with them the next I don't know. I just my mind right now, I can't even with Jax, so.
It was funny because one of my friends was seeing Jax for like a short period of time.
Spill the tea. And
she's very smart. It was only for a few weeks. I mean, he's seen everyone in LA, so it's not
exactly.
A huge deal. But
I haven't dated him. Tell me everything.
Let's get him on. I'm sure, get him on the show and you guys can start banging and all of that and you can have your own story.
No, thank you.
You're a classy girl. But she was saying, very dumb. Dumb. Like she would, because she's very sarcastic, and she's got a science background, and just happens to be super hot as well, and she's quite shy and all of that. And she would text him as a joke, be like, "Oh, you're getting fat, Jax," and then he'd be like, "What do you mean? Am I getting fat?" And could never take a joke, and was just, she said, "There's not a brain cell up there."
I'm not shocked, not even a little bit. Am I shocked?
And she was like teasing him a little bit. And he's like, "Oh, you're starting to go grey." And he was only in his 20s at the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, oh, oh." And he started dying. Yeah, so she just said dumb as dog shit.
LA guy. LA Beverly Hills.
Super nice, yeah.
Well, we are just keeping it 100 this week.
Yeah.
moving on, one more person that we got to see Lala interact with was James. So she kind of, the part that stuck out to me about their conversation was, you know, the girls are being mean to me. I guess they think I want to screw their boyfriends or something. And he's like, "Do you want to screw other people's boyfriends?" To me, flirtiest one of the bunch tonight was James.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Flirtiest one.
I feel like we got a lot of bad stuff coming up between the two of them.
What's Kristen doing though?
Wait, between who?
Like, James and Lala are going to get together. It's going to be drama. It's going to be great.
But what's she doing, though, Kristen? Like, she's a smart girl.
Well, here's the thing. They've made plenty of money off of this show. They do all kinds of deals on this. You know, they do a club appearances, this, that, the other. So they have to, of course, still work there to still be an employee, to still be on the next season of the show.
Very true.
But they don't rely on this as their income.
Yeah.
Exactly. So Kristen is able to be fired from here, but still remain in the circle.
Because her character storyline is interesting enough. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's dating someone who still works there.
Yeah.
So, and part of her storyline was definitely, showing up there and causing trouble or telling her to stay away. So, there's plenty of stuff going on around her, but, you know, she makes her money in a different way. She's a t-shirt line now. I'm not sure what other streams of revenue, but...
Well, yeah, they flourish on the drum. Well, even like, you know, through my little comment, they got picked up by the press. Any little bit of drama they can get, they love, because then it obviously gets more ratings for the show, which means more money in the bank, and it means the series continues to go on.
What do you guys think? Do you think that they really work there, or they're just on the show? Like, because I have been to Pump and I've been to Sur and I've been there so many times, I've never once seen any of them there. So, what do you guys think?
I mean, in having them on and talking to them about it, it's like sporadic, but they do still work there.
Yeah, I think I was talking to James actually. He's there all the time. Or he's always at Pump. Yeah,
really.
James is Mr. DJ now.
Yeah, he's like
Pump.
Yeah, 4 or 5 times
a
week.
I've been there so many times, and I've never seen one of them. So I've always wondered. I didn't know if you guys have ever been there and seen them.
Well, James is usually DJing at Pump, so he wouldn't usually be at Sur DJing. But
yeah.
Yeah, so I think what happens when the reality show is filming, they obviously then work there full time. But then throughout, they just come in. It's almost like an appearance. Like, okay, you've got to come in. Right. So then the fans are happy because they want to see some of the cast members.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
And I remember speaking to Tom Sandoval last season about it. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, we're there. Like, I'm here like Friday and Saturday night this week," or whatever. So it's kind of like on the big touristy weekend nights, you might see them.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah. Well, let us know, listeners and viewers, if you've been there recently and seen them or not. We'd love to know.
Yeah.
Ooh. But I say let's wrap it up on Lala and move on to Schwartz finally buying a ring for Katie.
Oh, my God. I did not expect that for this episode. Like, I did not expect for it, because I feel like for so long it was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it eventually. And then all of a sudden it's like, buying a ring. And I'm like, wait, whoa, where did this come from? Were you? Like, I did not expect him to be getting a ring. Actually purchasing it.
Yeah, this is not shocking me this week, but I never thought this day would come, actually.
About bloody time. I was like, yes, hallelujah.
I know.
And I love that he bought it. It's so funny, like, you know, girls, I love that Sheena's got, like, you know, her notes on her iPhone out because...
Right. Like, not to diss Sheena and not to jump ahead. This is just one little tiny thing about the ring. It's like she's talking about she wants a new band for her ring because it's been almost 1 year of marriage and da, da, da. And it's like the ring is so exclusive of the actual event and the actual relationship for girls, I feel like. It's like, I don't care about how much I really do or don't like this guy. I have wanted this certain ring since I was, you know, X number of years old, and I have a sketch of it, and I've told everyone, and I've told him.
Do you have a sketch of what ring you want? Because I don't. Am I the only girl?
No, not at all. But I am older, and I've gone to a bajillion weddings.
Because
for
how old
my...
are you? Because you look young. So,
I'm in my early 30s. And so I've been to all of, like, you know, I want to say at 27 was like the onslaught of like friends getting married. Yeah. I think I went to 9 or 10 weddings in that year.
I'm about to be 25 in like 3 weeks, and I am terrified because I'm like, oh my God, everyone's gonna, like, people already on my newsfeed on Facebook and Instagram, all I see is baby pictures, wedding pictures, and I'm just like, wow, I have never been more single than I am right now.
Especially when you're from a small town, and there's like, I swear, as soon as the high school finishes at 19, baby number one, 20, baby number two, baby number three, divorce, then we get married.
No, I have friends from high school that have 4 kids, and I'm like, I know it's weird. But no, it's, I've had a process of seeing so many rings stuck in my face, like, look, 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 oh my God, I'm engaged, that I'm like, I know exactly what I want. Like,
really?
I want, like, a super simple, round, small diamond, simple band with nothing on it, like, done.
Classy. Have it forever. Then you've got, you know, because it's simple and it's classy, and you've got it forever, you've got for life. It's not like following a fashion trend.
Exactly, exactly. And should I ever need a bigger diamond when I'm older and we make more money, then
I don't know. I feel like I have no idea what I want ring wise because it's always changing. It's kind of like a trend thing, and I just love bling and I love gold, and usually you don't see a lot of wedding rings in gold, but I have no idea. All I know is that I want something hot.
My mom's is gold. I feel like gold was big in the 80s.
I just got engaged and designed my wedding ring.
Congratulations!
Who just said that?
Our producer. Tell us what it looked like.
It is her birthstone on the side, and then my parents' diamond in the middle is the big diamond, and then 2 more small diamonds.
Oh, my God, I want to cry. That is so sweet. Oh my God.
Look, are you crying?
Yeah, she's almost
like tearing up. That's so sweet.
Oh my God, she really is tearing up. That's so cute.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's zooming on her eyes. She's like really crying.
I cry on AfterBuzz at the most random things. I don't know. Anyway, congratulations.
That's so cute.
Thank you very much. Well, so having a guy like that, damn.
Well, so seeing Schwartz pick the actual diamond that he liked, wasn't it weird to see him and Sandoval like get all like crazy over that one diamond? That was so weird to me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know what they liked so much about it, but I'm sure it made a beautiful ring. I've seen pictures of it from when it actually happened real time on Instagram. So they all posted about it the night it happened. So I've seen it. But man, that was a cool process to see them like just choosing a band, choosing the diamond, and him being, of course, talked up in a price tag because that happens to every guy every time, I'm sure.
Oh my God. I love how that guy, I don't know, a lot of people have people come to them or you go to an actual jeweler? Because I love how this guy just walked in. This could be totally normal. This shows how much I don't know anything about like weddings, like how he came in with like a bottle of wine or whatever, champagne, and everyone was drinking. Is that like normal?
I think that's normal.
Wow. I sound so stupid.
Definitely seen that a few times.
Because I was like, whoa, this is awesome. I want this. Well, how do you know
it's
a thing?
They're trying to set you up for like a congratulations, you bought the right thing here from us. You're going to have a great life forever. They're trying to set you up with that image before
like
you even look at a diamond. And it's like a very like celebratory atmosphere.
Yeah.
But I love how Tom was like, oh, you know, I can't go too, you know, spend too much money because I've still got college loans. Don't you love that?
I'll have them until I'm dead. I can't.
It's like you can be that hot and you can be that sick. You can be on a reality show and you can look like that and still, you know, still be in debt. He's just like us. I was like, yes.
I know, right? But celebrities are just like us.
But do you think he really is? Like, or is he just saying that to be relatable for the show? Because I find it so hard to believe that he is not getting good money from modeling, and the show is obviously promoting that and the show and like premieres, appearances.
I think you're right to feel that way. If you feel that then it's just sticking out to you that like they're not doing a good enough job with his storyline. But it might be the truth. I mean, it kind of seems like he's one of those, like, lazier guys. I don't want to call him lazy, but it's like he has a sporadic modeling jobs, which pay the bills until the next one comes along. So he's not out looking for all kinds of extra stuff to do because he's getting paid great each time. You know, he gets a commercial here, a modeling gig there.
He doesn't take the extra step to, like, further it. He kind of just waits for stuff to come to him.
Right, right, right. He's definitely, like, one of those laid-back guys.
Totally.
So I want to say I believe him that there's not a ton of money in the bank for this. You know, like, socking away thousands of dollars for a ring is not the easiest thing.
And that's all a storyline thing. Like, he's not going to try and make a dramatic storyline when it's the most precious moment of his life, when he's going to be, you know, buying, you know, his future wife a ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said they could do it for $7,000, and he came in thinking $4,000 or $5,000. So I feel like $2,000 extra is not a big deal. They didn't, like, double it to, like, a $10,000 ring.
What's a typical, like, average... See, I don't know anything about...
Wait, let's ask. 3 months' salary.
3 months' salary.
3 months' salary.
Etiquette for an engagement.
Is the etiquette. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, let's think about mine.
I can't do math, so I can't literally have no idea what number that is.
Something, if he's making just like he'd be making more, I reckon, $1,000 a week. So 1,000 times... What's that? So he should be... He should have spent $12,000 if he's making $1,000 a week.
Well, maybe he's not.
My God.
I mean, he's not waiting tables or bartending because he flipped out and had a panic attack when he tried to bartend last season. So
I just feel like if you must get paid good to be on a reality show.
You don't. We were talking about it last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about... So the cast has not relayed to us anything about being upset over their pay. But in the press last year was a lot about them causing a big stink to Bravo about, hey, our ratings are better than the Beverly Hills Housewives. Why are we getting paid a fraction of that? And, you know, as a panel last year, we kind of all theorized, like, hey, they have to keep these kids hooked on wanting to still have to work at this restaurant to be able to be on this show.
Yeah.
You know, if they get too big, they may not even want to come back because it's like, I'll invest in this and I'll do that and this is my new business line and, like, I don't have to come back to this reality show. And
yeah, that
Bravo
actually
wants
makes
to
sense.
Keep it going.
You never know. That does make sense because then once they get so much, they're going to be like, okay, I'm done. I don't want
right.
to. I have other things they want to do. I want to do. And, you know.
Right. Because as a smart reality show character, I guess you would say, you use it as a platform, invest wisely, and you don't have to do it for too long, or it's not the only thing you ever do, you know.
Yeah, because so. That's why Stassi left originally, because she said, I've made my money, I'm done with the drama. But then she obviously came, well, we haven't seen her yet, but she's coming back. But that was her plan. She made her money and thought, no, I'm done now. But
right. But she's had a change of heart, in air quotes. So we can't wait to see you, Stassi.
But we need to talk
Love
about
it.
Sheena.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
she was like, she's like the main... I feel like this is probably the main topic of tonight because it was so emotional, especially on her part. And, you know, there's definitely going to be people out there that are going to bash her. And I don't know.
Really?
I
don't think anyone's going to bash
her.
Really? Why would you bash her? Yeah, I don't get it.
There's some mean... evil people in this world. I mean, come on, someone hacked your account. So someone is going to find something nasty to say about her, even though I have nothing nasty to say. Mm-hmm. You know there's going to be people out there that, like, oh, I don't... They could literally just be like, oh, she looks ugly when she cries. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, that. They always have something nasty to say.
Yeah, that would just be a jealousy thing, like an insecurity young girl. But, I mean, most people, like, who do have a heart, I mean, you can't...
Well, I would stay off social media for the next couple of days if I were her. But she did ask on social media today if you have nothing... or if you, you know, please no negative comments. So I feel like she was so brave to share what was going on because I feel like it is hard for us to get a real genuine moment that we, you know, as the audience is like... That really happened. That's really real. That was really genuine. So I don't think it can get any more real than sharing that your husband is addicted to pills and mixing alcohol with it and him hiding it from you. And he's gone. He's left your home together and is elsewhere and you haven't talked to him. I mean, that is just crushing. Were you guys in shock? That I mean, I know we got to see a little bit in the trailer, but were you shocked at how far this really has come?
Yeah, I was just... I felt bad for her, and then I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. And I think what I really felt bad for her, there was two moments that I really... Well, I liked as a viewer, but really felt for her. When she said... Well, she put it on herself. Mm-hmm. She's like, what have I done to make him so unhappy? And she said, am I not worthy of being happy? That was my, oh my God, like my Oprah moment, my little goosebump moment. And I just thought, that's kind of broke my heart because especially a lot of people, when things go wrong, especially women, you put it on you, and she put it on her own self-worth, that she thought that she wasn't worthy of finding love, and that she was inadequate, and that she wasn't a good enough wife. So she caused that to happen. And I really think mental health is such a, it comes so within, like it's not anything you can control. And it just breaks my heart that a year ago she was so happy. And I think, like a lot of people, when you get in situations like that you always ask the question, which she was saying, is how did I get here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so scary how things can change so fast and how things can be so good and then turn so bad. And then it's just crazy because, like, this whole situation really hit home to me because I, you know, not giving too much information, but, you know, my mom's ex-husband was really into pills. I mean, he's not going to watch this, I'm almost 100% sure, so I don't really care. But he was really, really, like, into pills. And, I mean, it affected their relationship. It affected our relationship. So, like, I know what pills does, and I also have, you know, my dad's side was alcoholic side, so like I know those two, and then mixing them together, like I know how she feels in a sense, because not because of my husband, but just having someone that you love and someone that you know having that problem. If you don't know it, you're just like, oh, whatever, like they'll get over it. But it's so detrimental, and it is just, I saw her crying, like those were real tears, because that shit is like serious. And that's why I'm like hoping she doesn't get too many negative comments, because there are people going to say stuff, but it is hard, and it's I feel for her. I really do.
What did you think of it?
I totally agree with you. How I it really stuck out to me how she seemed to be blaming herself.
Yeah.
And saying like, how did I not ever catch this? And am I a bad wife? Was I enabling him? And how did I never see this coming? You know, I think it's shocking that next week he's saying, I've been unhappy for 2 years.
That would scare me.
You know, that's terrifying that he was covering it up that whole time. She had no idea that he was unhappy. Only 3 months, you know, it was 3 months into the marriage before she realized something was wrong. You know, it's just so sad to me that this happens in relationships.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, that's what freaks me out about the word forever and getting married and finding someone. That's why I never am in a relationship for the most part, because I'm so picky, because for that exact reason, you date that long. He's been happy for 2 years, yet he marries you. So that, like, would scare me. So it's like, oh, just because you're married, they could still be unhappy, and, like, they're not letting you know, and it's just so much miscommunication. Like, if he was that happy, why would he get married? Like, that just scares me for my personal self. Like, you know, that can really happen. And
but in saying that, I mean, it's a terrible situation now, but it might actually be a good thing. Because if he's been unhappy for 2 years, no one deserves to live a life unhappy.
So he just got married, though.
I know they just got married, but it needed to come out at some point. Mm-hmm. And it was getting worse and worse and worse. I mean, it could have kept getting worse. Mm-hmm. So you need to deal with that. And hopefully they work through it together and they come out stronger. But it did need to come out. If he was abusing drugs and drinking and was an alcoholic, then that and suffering, then that needs to almost put it all out there. It's going to be harder now, but then hopefully in the long run you can resolve it and he can get himself happy, and then they can be stronger than ever.
Yeah. I think the missing link is, what is he unhappy about?
Yes.
That's what we really haven't heard yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
But I just want to ask you guys about the conversation Sheena had with Lisa, because this is the first time I've not seen Lisa try to calm somebody down, talk them off the ledge, really be a calm, mothering voice to them. She basically was just in shock and called Shay an addict and said, I don't know if everything's going to be okay. I mean, this is Sheena being like, holy crap, I married a guy I don't even know. He's on the lam. Like, I haven't talked to him. He's hiding all this stuff from me. And Lisa's just like, I don't know if anything's going to be okay. This is shocking. Were you guys surprised that was her reaction? Because I've never seen her not be a calm, mothering force.
It seemed real,
guys,
to me. You know, like, that was a real answer. Mm-hmm. So
Because it was funny, when I first watched it, I was disappointed in Lisa. I was like, no, you can't just throw away marriage and love. But right. that was just her reaction. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to just see, because I think sometimes she almost plays in that figure, like, because she's so fabulous and amazing, that's, everyone yeah, loves her. Right. And she's like, oh, everything's fine. And she's so put together and regal, but she was a bit raw in that moment. So
that's why I said it seemed real. You know, it wasn't like she was putting on an act, or it wasn't that she was putting on a show for the show. You know what I'm saying? It actually mm-hmm. seemed like that was her genuine response. She was just like, whoa, I don't mm-hmm. know. Like, she genuinely, like, just didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that yeah. moment.
It did seem really real to me, because she was like, calm down, get yourself together, like, breathe through your nose. Because normally I feel like what these conversations with Lisa are taped, it's not so, you know.
Genuine.
Lisa just has a yeah. very, like, the air about her and talking down to them. And this was a complete opposite of what yeah. we normally yeah. see.
Sheena's like her daughter, because she's really good friends with Pandora, like Lisa's. Mm-hmm. Lisa's daughter. So they grew up together and they've right. been really good friends for a long time. So that's, it was almost like she wasn't even paying attention to the camera. She was just giving her real opinion. And I also did love when Lisa was saying, yes, obviously we're all, you know, Team Sheena right now and we're feeling sorry for her. But she still said, you know what? You're actually still a bitch to Lala. Even though you're going through so much, you still have to acknowledge that and you still have to own that. It's almost two separate issues. And I liked that, because I was like,
do you
know what? Sheena, yeah, you probably don't need to be thinking about Lala now, because so much more is going on. But you are, we're a bit of a bitch to her. So you do still have to acknowledge it. So I love that Lisa didn't cut her any slack. She's
mm-hmm. Yeah. And Sheena was like, oh, you know, well, I'm going through more and this and that. And like, say she was. But everyone has their own shit they're going through. So even if someone's going through something worse, you know, when someone else is the other person, like Lala, whatever she's going through, that seemed to be more than just like people being mean to her, it still is affecting her negatively. So I don't know. I didn't like when Shayna said that, like, well, I'm going through it worse. You know, like I get it. Comparing the two, it definitely seems like it, but everyone has their own feelings and everyone feels the way they feel. And if they're both upset, then they're upset and can't shut the other one out for that.
Right. Well, it's kind of like one of those things where your boss is always like, don't bring your personal life to work, or check it at the door.
And well, they don't do that.
No, I never do either. Ever. Any final words on the Sheena and Shay drama from tonight before next week from either of you?
I'm kind of just wanting to see how it pans out. I know okay. we just got yeah. very deep there and very philosophical, which was nice. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be one of those things, just see what's next. And
yeah.
I hope it works out, because they're cute and I thought they were great. And yeah, I hope that he doesn't get shit canned as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone's going to, most people, I presume, we don't know, are going to be Team Sheena. But if he's going through a mental health problem that, you know, that's separate from Sheena and nothing that is in her control or in his world, it's just mm-hmm. literally up here, then I feel sorry for him and I hope that he can
yeah.
work through it. Because it is an illness. Jesus, yeah. bloody hell. Spit that out, Daniel.
Bloody hell.
But yes.
Love it. Okay. So I think we should move on.
Yes.
To some news and gossip.
Something lighter. That was
news
very deep.
Yeah.
Let's finish on a gorgeous
note. I just want to quickly say, I really hope that people are nice to, because, you know, people are going to be really, really quick to be like, oh, he's an ass. Oh, he did this. Poor Shayna. And like, no, seriously, poor Shayna. Not disregarding her, but like, addiction is a serious problem. And I could see people being so mean, and that he doesn't need that right now. Like, they, being in front of the camera, this is probably not a good time for it, but they are, and that's how it is.
But news and gossip. Let's yeah. let's do some water. Yes.
No social media hate. It's all love for them. Okay. Jax and Brittany, who just moved in together recently. Mm-hmm. So I guess everything's going well between them, shockingly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jax put it out there that they're getting a Yorkie puppy.
Aww.
So they need some boy name ideas. So if you guys want to tweet Jax and Brittany some good name ideas.
He's so confusing. I just can't with him.
I know.
Him and the girls, I can't.
Well, maybe he's just, you know, as we say, because, you know, putting it on for the show, maybe he has actually settled down in his personal life, but he plays right. that womanizer on the show, yeah. so he's just going to keep that going.
I hope. I really hope so.
I think it's cute that I think it would be nice to see, like, a settled down side of him, since we never have, but
I know.
Well, maybe we'll get that later on in the season. I don't know. And also this week, shout out Katie. So good to have you with us still in this world. It was the anniversary of Katie falling through a skylight. I think it was 6 stories, something horrible.
That is insane.
Broken collarbone, broken jaw. But she is healthy this day, and I know Tom was kind of saying to celebrate her, and Kristen as well on social media, just giving her that shout-out anniversary of her surviving that fall. And Katie, we're so happy you did.
Yay. Yeah, I'm so happy too. Like, if that's the only thing she walks away with is, you know, like, if you've noticed, like, that scar. Because I remember I was like, oh, like, what is that? And it was from that accident.
I think
and
it is. I don't know. Could,
if it's not, I'm really sorry. But, I mean, that's what I assume it's mm-hmm. from, because that would make sense. But that, you know, if that's all that happened, then that is very lucky.
Miraculous.
Because we are so happy that you are obviously still here.
Awesome. All right, let's go into predictions for next week.
I love when this happens.
I feel like we're at a psychic.
Yeah, every time this comes on, I feel like we are too.
So what are you thinking?
I'm not going first. Somebody else
go first.
Oh, you're
going first. Well, I'll go first.
Go first. You're in the middle.
Well, I think we're going to get more of, obviously, Shay and Sheena.
Yeah.
I think that's going to go deep. So we're going to find out really what's going on there. And I just think it's all him. I think he might try and shift the blame and say, Sheena, you were never there for me. But that's a stage. A thing of depression is denial. Mm-hmm. When you're angry and in self-loathing. But I think...
And you blame someone else.
Blame game. And then, obviously, I think we're going to see more of James cheating on Kristen.
Great.
And all of that. And hopefully we'll see Stassi come back soon. So that should be pretty interesting. And okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking so far.
Okay. Justine?
God, this show is so unpredictable. You just seriously never know. I honestly agree with what you were saying in the sense that I definitely think we're going to be seeing a lot of Shayna and Shay. I love that name, by the way. I like the two of them. I definitely think we're going to be seeing a lot more in depth about that because it showed the coming attractions and it was like him saying he's unhappy. And so I like just don't want to wait till next week. I just want to know what it is. And you're right. I definitely think we're going to see a lot more James flirting with Lala and Jax flirting with Lala. So I feel like there's going to be like a Lala triangle with, if that's a triangle. I don't know how many guys are in this triangle, but do you know what I'm saying? Everyone's going to be trying to flirt with Lala, but they have other girlfriends. If this makes any sense. I just made that way more confusing than it needed to be.
All right. So I'm going to say I think next week's going to be all Shay and Sheena for me. I really hope we find out what Shay is so upset over. I think it's great that we see him coming back home and that the group is there to kind of do an intervention with him. And I hope it's all for the best and that he acknowledges some stuff and gets some help. And love you, Sheena and Shay. We hope you're doing great right now. I think this is so, so, so brave of you to share on camera. I mean, I don't know what could be more honest and real and hard to share. So thank you for sharing that with us as the fans because we were ready for a very honest moment in this show, I think. But I hope we also get something light and fun next week. I don't know what it'll be, but maybe some hints of an engagement coming. I don't know. Maybe.
How did we forget that? I totally was on Shayna and Shay, and I'm like, wait, the proposal.
Maybe we'll get to see some planning of the proposal moment.
Oh, I just want to see it.
I know, right? Okay, guys. Well, let's talk about where we can find you all on all kinds of social media.
So you can find me at Justine Devana 3 on Twitter and on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
And you can find Fat Shaming Dan at Instagram at Dan Babic and then at Twitter at Dan Babic _. It's been great, guys.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, across all social media platforms at Megan Stecker. That is Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at MEGANSTECHER. Thanks for joining
us
for the Vanderpump Rules After Show, and we'll see you next week on AfterBuzz, guys. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.